We refuse to be ignored by those who will not listen. There are so many things you can do to become involved. Reach out to your congressman, mail, call, and tweet.
The smallest of words can make the biggest difference.
Be the voice for those who don't have one.
Together, we have the power to change the world around us.
You're not gonna knock us down. We'll get back up again. You may have hurt us, but I promise we'll be stronger. And we're not gonna let you in. We're putting up a fight. You may have brought the dark, but together we will shine the light. You're not gonna knock us down. We'll get back up again. You may have hurt us, but I promise we'll be stronger. And we're not gonna let you in. We're putting up a fight. You may have brought the dark, but together we will shine the light. And whoa, we will be something special. Whoa.
That's the amazing voice of Sawyer Garrity. Sawyer Garrity and Andrea Pena wrote and performed that original song at the CNN Town Hall on gun violence. And Sawyer's here, along with David Petro. David Petro, a great Chicago story. He's got a very cool program that we're going to talk about here as well. Sawyer, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And David, nice to see you.
Thank you for having us.
Let's get your microphone on here. I'm learning all the new buttons here, buddy, so bear with me. Sawyer, first off, when grown-ups failed you guys, when grown-ups failed kids all over the country, you guys at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas have stepped up in an amazing way. I certainly hope you're as proud of yourself as we are of you for doing it.
Yeah, I think it's so amazing to see all of my classmates and students that I know just standing up and making such a difference in the world, especially with things like March for Our Lives and Change the Ref and all of those amazing organizations. There are so many more, too. And it's just so amazing to see everyone just coming together in such a horrible, horrible time.
And the song that you and... Is it Andrea or Andrea?
It's Andrea.
Well, I missed it twice, didn't I? The song that you and Andrea wrote... Inspiration comes from a lot of different places, but did it just come in a rush?
So basically, I texted her and was like, I'm feeling so, so distraught. Like, I don't know what to do. I want to do something, but I don't know what, because we both aren't very, like, we don't want to get out there politically just
right.
Because that's like a personal standpoint. And so I texted her and I was like, we should just like write a song just because we have to, because it's, we both heal through music and it's something that we both like pour all of our emotions into. So I texted her that and she said, sure. And I was like, okay, we're never going to do this. And then, and then she like literally 10 minutes later was like, I was thinking this for like some chords, and like sent me a voice memo of chords. And I was like, oh my God. And I had like,
so you two co-wrote it over the phone.
No, it started on the phone, and then I wrote the chorus as soon as she sent me that, and then I went over to her house, and we, like, finished the song.
What
and
a cool feeling it must have been.
Yeah, it was so healing and so therapeutic, just because music is such an outlet for me, and it's such a place where I can just channel all my emotions.
We've seen that, Steve. I mean, the drama squad that was at the Tonys, we've seen with the music that you've produced. Arts, they do have a healing property. How has that worked for you? How has the arts helped you get over the tremendous tragedy at your school?
I think just writing songs and always singing, always listening to music. I know the second I got home, all I did was play this one song on guitar over and over and over again. And then I just wouldn't stop listening to music. And I always listen to music, but it was just more and more the more like this happened. And it helped me so much.
Well, it's amazing too that your gift to have that amazing voice can help so many people.
Thanks.
And Dean Richards joining us here as well. And I know you're going over to talk to Dean at Channel 9 here in a few minutes. David Fetro's here as well. David has had nothing but success. So you aware of that, David?
If you say so.
Disney, Nickelodeon, Broadway casting director, former Broadway performer yourself. Explain what College Breakthrough is.
Oh, thanks for asking. It is our brand new program from our Broadway Breakthrough brand, which brings 23 of the top performing arts universities all here to Chicago to teach a small group of students that have the very fortunate opportunity to take classes audition, receive audition feedback, and then have the chance to win over $250,000 in college
scholarships. It's
amazing. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it really is cool because these are kids who are going to be exposed to people working in the business who've worked in the business for years. And you get to cut a lot of corners that way by learning some of the shortcuts and knocking away some of the stuff you won't need. But I have a feeling Sawyer's going to be a lot of attention there. She's going to get a lot of attention amongst the others, right?
Well, we have a lot of very talented
students. Oh, I don't doubt that.
One is, Sawyer's one of many who is here, and we're so glad that she's here to be a part of the great week.
You know, sorry, I asked you off the air, but I think it's important for other kids to hear it as well. You guys have done so much. Your kids from Stoneman have done so much to get out and talk about it. Are you taking time for yourselves? You know, you got to grieve this whole thing. You're never going to get over it, but you got to be able to process it.
Yeah, I know that me and Andrea, what we've been focused on mainly is just helping people from our community heal through arts and music and dancing and theater. And so we actually opened a summer camp at the school called Shine MSD, and it's where kids can come and help heal through arts and music. And I know that I've been doing that too, personally.
The continuation of this is not just a grieving process, it's also a celebration of success, because the breakthrough that you guys have met, I know David Hogg has been out there as one of the kids that's been really front and center, but you guys are really making things happen, and I know how frustrating it must be to see how slow legislation moves and how poorly grown-ups have handled this, but you guys have made a difference already.
Yeah, it's crazy to see how much people have been affected by this and how much people want to help. Like, the support that we've been getting is absolutely amazing. And yeah, change isn't going to happen overnight because laws do take a while, but I do have hope that there is going to be change.
Dean, say hi.
But good morning. I'm listening and admiring. I've been so moved by what you and your fellow students have done. I think it's profoundly moving, but I wonder if there's been negative feedback on this. I know anyone who has ever uttered a word against a lot of what's going on right now gets pounded with negative feedback. Have you guys also experienced that?
Andrea and I, a little bit. Some people actually have been telling us that we didn't actually write the song. And I was like, okay, sure, whatever you think. But it's what it is, you know?
Well, based on what you've gone through, you know, the least of your worries are punks online at this point,
I
would assume.
Last thing I really care about. People can say what they want to say, but I know that what Andre and I are doing is going to help people in the long run, which is really what matters.
Sawyer was chosen for the Melody Hertzfeld Scholarship, and David, talk about why that's important.
It's profoundly changed our entire program. We've started brand new initiatives like Leaders in Theater and the Melody Hertzfeld Scholarship. I read this incredible story of the Stoneman Douglas drama teacher who saved 65 lives. And then we saw, when I first saw Sawyer myself, was on the CNN Town Hall, and I was so moved by how eloquent and poised and self-confident these students were. And I knew that had to come from drama. I knew that those were lessons that we learn within the theater. And I just reached out to Melody as an edge from one educator to another just to thank her for the gifts and for empowering these incredible students. And to my surprise, she picked up and answered. And I had no idea what I was going to say besides, you're incredible and I think you're amazing. And we ended up talking for a good hour, became very good friends, and I knew that I needed to do something.
You're pretty low-key about all this stardom.
She is, isn't she?
It's not.
Or is it just because it's this hour of the morning and you'd rather be sleeping?
No, it's just I don't really see it as anything like that. I just see it as me trying to help the people of my community.
Well, God bless you. That's exactly how you should see it. So I'm sure you come from a great family, and the arts program at your high school has got to be amazing because the kids at the Tonys. Were you a part of that?
Andre and I were actually singing at the Ford's Theater that day.
Oh, yeah. Different commitment. But those kids are amazing as well.
Yeah, everyone is so amazing, and we're such a big family. Like, everyone in the drama community, I think we're all just so close, even before everything happened. It's like, I can rely on these kids for anything.
Please pass it on to the other kids that are working so hard at this. Mm-hmm. And Justin, I know you'd back me up in this. Don't quit. Don't quit fighting. Because where grown-ups have failed, you guys are just starting to succeed. And without you guys being the engine behind this, I don't know how much change we're going to be able to make. And that's a lot of pressure to put on a bunch of high school kids. But if you guys hadn't gotten behind this, we wouldn't have made the strides we've made in the last couple of months.
Yeah.
So out of this horrible, horrible event, you've really made a difference.
Thanks.
Thank you. Justin, last word.
I'm interested in what's the biggest takeaway, David. What do you think the biggest takeaway is from your week of classes at College Breakthrough?
That's a really great question. Well, you know, first with Sawyer and Melody, my goal was just to highlight these incredible people who took a tragedy and turned it into something spectacular through their art. And that's what I wanted to focus on. And that's why I got involved with Melody, and through Melody and I chose to bring Sawyer here together. My biggest takeaway from this is that education is everything. And to have access to an elite education, which I was so fortunate to have growing up here in Chicago, is very rare in our school system now. So to be able to provide that gap where the students can get a professional experience with the people who will make a difference in their future.
It's a huge deal.
Yeah, and then give them scholarships to actually achieve is our takeaway.
I know you're going over to Channel 9. Dean, you'll have him in just a minute here, and the mayor would like to talk to you a little bit off the air because he's so impressed with you as well. So we'll give you a couple of minutes to
I guess we can make that happen.
That's usually how we do things here at WGN. When you come on the show right afterwards, you get to talk to the mayor of Chicago. That's just how
it is. It is every day.
You were playing Ford's Theater? I was asking the mayor to come over to see you. Thank you for what you've done so far. Thank you for
so
the continuing
for
work.
Me.
And, man, I can't wait to see how far you go.
Thank you.
It's going to be fun.
And the program is called College Breakthrough, and you can find it at BroadwayBreakthrough.com/College Breakthrough.